Christ, Son of the Living God.
Right.
Is he God himself?
He is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, do you think that if a man or a woman just believes in Jesus, I got a knowledge of him, I know about him, are they going to find eternal life when they leave this world?
I think there's a scripture that says that if you do believe, then yeah, everlasting life. But I know that there are what some would call stipulations that come along with it, that you have to do things.
Do you have a job?
I do.
What do you do?
A lot of music. I teach at the Collective Arts Center. Okay. I'm the music and instrument library manager.
Okay.
Community hours coordinator.
So at these places, do they have like a handbook of rules and things that you have to keep and follow?
Yeah, but okay. I mean, they're all biblical.
Oh, well, it's a faith-based organization. So at a job, can you just decide, if you show up and the job has like 30-page a manual and they tell you to study it, can you just decide to pick a few sentences?
I know where you're going with this. No, of course not.
So what do you have to follow?
All of them.
The entire manual.
All of them, yeah,
so the Bible
in
its fullness does not teach, just believe. In Romans 10, Paul says, call on the name of the Lord and you'll be saved. You know, go read all 10 chapters up to that. You know who he was telling to call on the name of the Lord to be saved. Like Romans 6:16, he says, you no longer serve sin unto death. You serve righteousness unto life. You come out of your sin.
Sure.
So the gospel is Jesus Christ, fully man, fully God, his shed blood. Not just believing in it. It's a repentance to him, which means you're willing to come out.
Changing your actions.
Your actions change everything. You're gonna lose your life.
Yeah.
If your family loves Jesus and
many
the sinful world.
Many of the afflictions of those.
So if you love the things of the world, or your family loves the things of the world and they claim Jesus and you come to Christ, you can no longer walk with them. You have to separate yourself from sin and people that claim Christ. And when God sees a willing vessel, you're willing to come out of, you belong to a church?
Not on paper.
You go to one.
Yeah.
Where do you go?
Well, I go to Westridge. I've been going to Westridge
What
lately.
Is Westridge? I'm not from here.
I mean, is it like a
non-denominational building
center? I guess I don't even know.
Building center.
I've only been going for...
You go to a building?
They
got a pulpit where the guy stands up and talks?
Well, not a pulpit, but yeah.
It's like a stage.
Sure, they keep
Christmas and Easter and Good Friday. These are pagan holidays God never ordained.
They did.
Yeah. Feminization, the women can pretty much dress any way they want. Show off their bodies like crazy.
I haven't seen any showing off of the bodies. Which
you mean they don't show their forms
mind.
Off and stuff?
I mean,
you wouldn't mind?
I'm trying to be funny because I don't.
Sin isn't funny.
I don't know.
Sin's not funny.
No, I know.
That's sin to look upon a woman you're not married to.
Sure.
So you're laughing about sin.
If anyone understands humor, it's God.
Where does God ever show humor in the Bible?
Well. If anyone understands humor, I think
he understands sin too. But what does he call you to do? Leave it.
Humor.
Of course.
He called me to leave humor.
The Bible says in Titus that everyone, older men, women, and young people, should be sober-minded.
That doesn't mean not to be funny, though.
Sober-minded?
Sober-minded just
means serious about the things of God. You just joked about sin. You need to repent of that. You're going to lose your soul.
I'll never make a joke again.
Well, you should be sober-minded about
ditching. I will never make a joke again.
Who are we supposed to imitate? Jesus? Where's his jokes in Scripture?
I don't know. I would think...
You're following the culture
and
your flesh, not
God
Christ.
The Son of the Living God has probably had something funny to say.
Really?
You know, I mean, I would assume so. You assume wrong.
Jesus said be sober.
I'm not trying to bother you.
No, I'm not trying to bother you.
You were bothered that I made a joke.
No, you were talking to my wife for a long time. I came up to talk to you.
I'm a man. I like women.
You're a sinful man.
Right, yes, yeah. We are all...
You got to repent of that.
Yeah.
I love your soul. I'm trying to help you. If I laugh in your sin, how am I going to help you?
I'm not...
How am I going to help you? Are you serious about things of God? If you're not,
no,
I'll leave you alone.
No, I really am.
Okay, so let's not joke about the things of God.
Someone get so bothered about
sin,
you know,
bothers a preacher of righteousness.
Sure.
God hates all sin.
Sure.
God hates the workers of iniquity.
Sure.
Psalm 5:5. So you don't want to be hated by God. You want to be loved by God.
I don't think humor is iniquity. You know.
It says to be sober-minded, and you just joked about looking upon women at church.
Now I wonder what sober-minded means in the actual Hebrew. Go look it up.
Go look it up. It means to be serious of mind. You just joked about in church looking at women's bodies, and you don't mind. That's sin.
You said lust. You were talking about showing off
I said the women
flesh.
Showing them off.
You said showing off.
I know
flesh.
How the church women
you
dress.
You said showing off, and you. That's why I even thought of it.
See, now you're a mocker.
You know?
Now you're a mocker.
No, I'm not.
I'm going to leave you right there.
Okay.
Now, you need to repent. You're going to lose your soul, young man. So there you go. We don't go long with people. He was talking to Sister Amen for a while. I'll go talk to her and say, how was he? He starts joking about sin. He starts making jokes about sin. He started being funny. That's what he was saying. But you heard on the audio, he actually was making jokes about sin, looking upon women's bodies in church. Sister Amen, I saw you talking for that young man for quite a while. How was he? Because he just turned into a mocker with me.
He was actually pretty decent.
Yeah. What he did was he made a joke about it. He's okay with looking at women's bodies in church. Yeah. And I said, that's sin. And he went off on, well, Jesus likes funny things. And I said, where? He said, well, the Bible doesn't tell us we can't be funny. I said, well, to be sober-minded. And then he said, well, you're getting all intense. Why are you doing this? I said, well, sin is a transgression against God. We should hate all sin. And so I pretty much cut him off because he wasn't sober-minded to hear the gospel. I'm sure you shared it with him already.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so it's just a good example of how we talk to people, and sometimes they're different when one person than the other. But I want to just share with everybody listening, don't let people go too long when they're laughing about the things of God. I tried hard to instruct him to see that, especially, ready? He didn't just make a joke about a little flower. He made a joke about sin, looking upon other women. And that's something that we have to take serious.
Yeah, if you talk to them long enough, they'll reveal themselves.
Yeah, amen. So just wanted to cover that.